T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The game, it is Falcons and Saints week. Second half of the season getting underway. Our coverage Sunday starts at 9 a.m. with the Wave 4 tailgate show into the Bud Light countdown to kick off. 1 o'clock kick from the Louisiana Superdome on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the morning show as we get ready for this second half of the season to begin. Let's take you out to Flowery Branch. We are joined this morning by the head coach, Dan Quinn, who joins us on the Wade4.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Coach, second half of the season getting underway here. Talk about the downtime here and what this bye week meant to you and sort of reinvigorating the team as you get ready for these final 8 games.
Yeah, I think two parts. One, specific by player. I think any time a player, you get time, you want to make sure, all right, where are you at with your game? And it gives you some time to think about it, put a plan together of the things you want to improve on. And really the same thing overall as a team. In a lot of ways, after coming off the bye, there's a fresh start for us, a new season that begins right with our division. And what better way to, start off a new fresh start with a division game, division rival for sure. And we don't get a lot of those in the NFL. So it's nice when they come up that we get to be a big part of that. So we're ready to get rolling.
So what were some of your priorities with this downtime, Coach, to with the focus for the team? What was that like?
Well, we had a good week. During the bye, we kind of went back through a big picture and made a few changes that we thought were necessary, some from a coaching side to make sure we could maximize every bit of strength that we have. And we'll try to do that with the players as well to make sure we're going to feature them in all the best ways, not just for this matchup this week, but moving forward as well. So it gives you some time to look big picture and go through things in big detail. But more importantly, a mindset and an added, in terms of you're getting ready and what you need to do to improve, and that's what we're going to focus on.
You know what, speaking of moving forward, Coach, you moved on from Matt Bryant. What went into the decision to move on from him?
Well, number one, what an excellent career, over 18 years, and he's just done it at such a high level. But at the end, we ended up, bringing in Young Wei Koo, and so we're excited to get him started with the team. But Matt has certainly meant a lot to our team and, through the years, so we're ready to get going with Young Wei as we get started, like I said, in a new start and a new way in a lot of aspects.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting ready for the Falcons and the Saints on Sunday, second half of the season. 6 divisional games in the second half, 5 straight divisional games. Unusual. Coach, I'm not sure that – I think we talked about this at the beginning of the year. I'm not sure I've ever seen a schedule that came with 5 straight divisional games. I mean, this is going to be really interesting as you get, this chance to play all these division foes, back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And it starts with New Orleans. So tell me a little bit about the Saints and Drew Brees. I mean, do you have to prepare? I guess you got to prepare for both Brees and Bridgewater in some respects, right?
Yeah, I think you have to prepare for the scheme. And they've got, a terrific, way that they play and a style that they do and how do they feature the players into those spaces. So Teddy did an excellent job, filling in one of the best that's ever done it with Drew. But, see him come back and, have the completion percentage that he did. He just didn't miss a beat coming back in. But they've done an excellent job. Through the years, they've had a fantastic screen package. Their running backs have always been involved in the passing game. And the connection with Michael Thomas is certainly a unique one to have that kind of production and that kind of targets and completions with one player. He really plays strong. But it all goes through 9 first. But I've always had appreciation for the way they utilize their running backs and how they feature different players in different parts of the game.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to the head coach of Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach Quinn, we're moving on from Mohamed Sanu. Russell Gage is in that spot now. In a small sampling size, what have you seen from him so far, and what does he bring to the table?
Well, I hope you and the fans also saw, inside in the slot, Russ has real speed, and he's got the ability still he's still got length, but he can, man, really break you off. And so option routes and the things that you want to do when you're playing inside, if a player is playing man-to-man, they have a certain leverage. You've got to be able to win on those. So we're excited to see him in his first action inside in an expanded role. And it's what we expected from him. He's been doing that for a while in practice. But you always like to see when a player answers the call. We've got great belief in him. But we expected him to play well, against the Seahawks, a few weeks back. And I thought in his first experience, some of the things that you learn are that you need experience to do, a different level of a route based on a certain coverage. And those are the things that I think the more experience he plays, he'll get even better at.
I'm talking about the Falcons and the Saints coming up on Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 in the game with the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Talk about the other side of the ball of the Saints. I mean, what do you see on film from this team? Obviously they played great football this year. You see Cam Jordan and company. Talk about their defense a little bit and some of the things you have to areas you can attack and areas you have to kind of be wary of.
Yeah, for sure. Cam Jordan, this is a complete player. Run game, pass game, the whole deal. He's just been that way for a while and, very consistent in terms of performance. They definitely got some ball hawks in the secondary in terms of how they'll feature safeties and corners and nickels and different packages. And, they can get, more extensive as they get into third downs and bring in different players and play in different ways. But Davis in the middle at linebacker, he is definitely one that you've got to make sure that he's accounted for, run game, blitzing, pressures. That to me, the front part of it, like I said, outside with, the defensive end with Cam and then that linebacker with Davis. And then the secondary, some ball hawks, with Bell and their ability to, make plays on the ball in Lattimore. So good challenge for us for sure.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to head coach of Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach Quinn, Chris Lindstrom, how close is he to being healthy and what is the overall health of the team right now?
Starting with Chris first, he's still part of the rehab process, but he's working as hard as he can to get back. And so as soon as we can make that move when he's fully ready to go, then we'll start the process where he can return to play. So we're not there yet, but you'll know once that move, where we make it to say, okay, now he's entering the phase where you can add practice into it, then we're knocking on the door to get close. So we're not there yet, but we're making good progress to being close to that spot.
So as you get into this game, when do you make the decision in regards to Matt Ryan and whether or not he can go this week?
Well, he's going to participate in some practice today, so to know that he's going to get a good bit of work in today with the guys. We're certainly expecting him to keep improving as the week goes, but we're off to a good start to get him some work today. He's worked extremely hard, and I think you guys know Matt. This guy's as tough as they come, so no better chance to to get started than for him to have a start off the week and getting some reps. That's always a good sign.
It is a good sign. Dan Quinn joining us. Where do we stand with Dez Trufant at the moment?
In the same space. He'll also take some reps today. Another one that, looked good, really good running on Monday. And so we're hopeful for him. We'll take it through the whole week of practice. But, he's able to full speed cut and all the things that you need to do playing outside when you are. But it's good to get him and Matt back on the field today and leading up into the weekend.
You started the interview, Coach, talking about, the rivalries that are going to be played here in the second half of the season. And certainly looking forward to Thanksgiving night here. But, this rivalry, we've touched on it, as long as you've been the coach here, how important this rivalry is. I mean, even the Saints admit that maybe it's the best rivalry in the NFL. But that may be between us. Maybe it's just our opinion here. What's it like playing down in this game in New Orleans, in that environment, in that stadium?
I think, like you just mentioned earlier, it's really good to be part of a rivalry game, and not every team in the NFL has them. And so for us, through the years to have this rival, same division, battling for it, those are important things. And so two fan bases that are really passionate about their team. And I think more so than any other week when you have a rivalry game, you got to make sure you keep your focus. It'll be tuned up from a crowd standpoint to play down there. But more than anything, you've got to have your focus right. Going to take the whole game to get the win. But for us, the focus is where it's at. We're going to start this second half of the season, much like we finished the second half against Seattle. Our focus right, playing complimentary ball. But, we can't wait to get going. It's such a fun rivalry to be a part of.
All right, so what do you have to do? What's the one thing you have to do, Coach Quinn, the best in order you go down here? Anybody that goes into this stadium is going to have to excel in some particular area against that team. What's that area?
For us, I think at the end of the day, you're going to want to see us in a positive number in the turnover margin, whether that's plus one, plus two, three, whatever it happens to be, an excellent job of taking care of the ball. And then when we're finishing drives with, touchdowns. And so having chances to do that, that's going to be important. But I thought, turnover margin and, finishing in the red zone with touchdowns, those are going to be, to me, the real key where no drives that don't end with a kick in one way or another. So to me, that's the real goal in this thing.
Coach, we look forward to Sunday. Always do with this matchup. Good luck. Go down there and get them.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Coach.
Head Coach Dan Quinn joining us this morning on the WaveFord.com hotline. Talking about the team, some of the good news here. Matt Ryan will practice today, and it's starting to look good that Matt Ryan may be able to go. Of course, you know, you do have a little bit of a luxury now, I think, if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, and knowing that your backup, even at age 38, can get it done. Because when we saw Matt Schaub be called upon in that Seattle game, all he did, Hugh, was throw for 460 yards. And those weren't 460 phantom yards. He was putting the ball on the numbers, on the hands. I mean, he was directing the offense.
He stepped up big time. He really did. He really, really did. And you know, it was a good performance by him when he was definitely needed. But Matt Ryan's the quarterback of this team. You know, and Matt Ryan needs to be out there for this team to have a chance of winning a football game. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And not only do I agree with that, I think it's good that True is running. As Coach said, he started running on Monday. You're going to need Dez Trufant at his best because the turnover margin, that's why, you know, we're just kind of curious, you know, what do you have to do best? You got to win that turnover margin. Something the Falcons haven't done a whole lot this season, did it against Philadelphia and won the game. And so that's where you know, have to, you know, get those turnovers, start to create some opportunities. Maybe have the ball just bounce your way once, Hugh. I mean, they've had some, you know, unfortunate bounces where, you know, they strip sack, you know, Deshaun Watson, the ball falls to the ground, and instead of them recovering, it goes right back to Watson. He's able to run for a first down. It's like, oh, my God. The ball may have to bounce your way at some point. But, yeah, getting that turnover margin, that's where I think True comes into this, because if you're going to beat Drew Brees and the Saints, you've got to force a couple of interceptions. You've got to force them into some bad throws and get a ball batted your way. And so True being part of this team, I think, is going to be important this week.
I would agree with that. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say, John. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. It has to happen. To be honest, it hasn't happened in the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, everything that you're saying is definitely true.
We get ready for this game down in New Orleans. You play down there. What's that stadium like?
Loud. I remember when I was down there, this was many, many years ago, I was a little bit distracted because there was a whole lot going on. And they were called the Sensations. Like, they had some of the nicest-looking cheerleaders that I have ever seen in my life. And then last time I played down there, it was a knockdown dragout. Willie Rolfe was playing. And I forgot, as a matter of fact, it's a video that's out there where I got double teamed by, it was Willie Rolfe, and I forgot who else it was, but boy, they put me on my back. I remember it being just a physical confrontation. It was probably one of the most physical games that I've ever played in. And I just remember that one because it was like, I already got my hands full going against Willie Rolfe, and then somebody just came over and just cleaned my clock. Matter of fact, I think I got video. I might post that video. But that's what I remember about playing the Saints. It was a knockdown drag out.
They're cheerleaders? I mean, Philadelphia's got cheerleaders on cheerleaders, don't they? You guys,
there's something different about them Creoles down there. And that they eating that etouffee. And that Crocker Gator. They eating that Crocker Gator. And that seasoning, that southern seasoning.
Hey, you think you can pick pro football games? The Pro Football Pickup Contest brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. If you go to 929thegame.com under the contest page, you can pick for free. If you get the most games right in picking the pro games, you get a shot at $1,000. The winner for the season will get $5,000 and a chance to go to Miami for the big game. That is the Pro Football Pick'em. It's free. It's at 929 The Game. It's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, and it's up at 929thegame.com on our contest page. And you just pick the games, and hopefully you can win $1,000 picking pro games. We'll react a little bit to Dan Quinn, look ahead to the Falcons and Saints as we get ready for Hate Week to hit overdrive. That's next with John and Hugh on the Morning Show after a CBS Sports Minute.
During the bye, we, you know, kind of went back through a big picture and made a few changes that we thought were necessary, some from a coaching side to make sure we could, you know, maximize every bit of strength that we have. And we'll try to do that with the players as well to make sure we're going to feature them in all the best ways, not just for this matchup this week, but moving forward as well. So it gives you some time to look big picture and go through things, you know, in big detail.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn a couple of minutes ago talking about being able to use this bye again. The unusual second half of the season. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh, where you have all six of your division games lumped in. Boy, the conversation we'd be having if the Falcons were in the mix here, Hugh, in terms of being able to have that kind of an impact in the second half of the season. And at the moment, you know, you got to kind of look at them as being able to play kind of spoiler and have some positive things happen in the second half. Though a lot of Falcons fans don't want them to even do that. At the moment, the Falcons would have, I believe, the number 5 pick in the NFL draft. It starts with a game against New Orleans and Hate Week down there in New Orleans. And, boy, they, you can read some of the stuff from the Saints. They're certainly targeting that. But then again, they're starting to feel their oats a little bit about being one of the better teams in the NFL. So they're looking at this second half as a jump start to possibly ending up as the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, which is you know, something that they're probably aspiring for, especially with the way that their season ended last year. I could definitely see that from them.
Yeah, of course, the last couple of years, remember, they had the Minnesota Miracle, and then they had, you know, the much Weiner-Swamper moment against the L.A. Rams, much-discussed Weiner-Swamper moment where they blew the game twice at the end of the game and then wanted to blame everybody else, even though, yes, it was a bad call. I understand that, but they still blew the game twice. So we get the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees. You know, I can understand what Coach Quinn is saying about winning the turnover battle. How do you, you know, Hugh, we finally got a couple of sacks last week. You got to get pressure on Drew Brees and affect him in some way, because if you don't, he's going to pick you apart.
Yeah, I mean, the game, you know, we can sit here and talk about keys to the game every week, but it really doesn't change. Get pressure on the quarterback, get turnovers and things of that nature. That's something that the Atlanta Falcons have not had a whole lot of success doing this year. Second half of the season, Coach Quinn has moved some coaches around. Hopefully they can get that trend going in a better direction this second half of the season.
Right, and of course with Matt Ryan possibly coming back, and it sounds like he's going to be able to play in this game. Hopefully you lean on your offense a little bit, because I know a lot of fans, like, for example, Hugh, we're on Twitter and we put out stuff about, like yesterday, we're talking about what do you kind of expect, you know, in the second half of the season, and all the fans are saying one win or none. This team's going to go 1-15. I mean, could they go 1-15? Yeah, I guess so. I don't see them doing that. I think they're going to win a few games. I think the offense is good enough. When you're talking about Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, even though the offensive line has had issues, this team could score. They're top 10 offense in the NFL.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter, John, when you only won one game. I mean, stats can say whatever you wanted to say. They were like in the top 10 last year. And we were, how many games we won? Like seven? Something like that? So, that's not saying a whole lot. We still cannot run the ball. And as we've seen over the last few weeks, you have to have some balance. You know, even if you talk about the Minnesota game, we threw the ball all around the schoolyard, and Matt Ryan is putting up big numbers. But you could put up big numbers and still lose games. That's not the point, you know. And we need to find that balance. We need to figure out a way to win a football game. Do all that great stuff that they've been doing offensively and win a football game.
Right, just win a football game. And I guess that's where the ball bounces for you, I guess. Because you can't get off the field on third down. You're last in the NFL on third down efficiency. And the coaching changes that we discussed about yesterday kind of make you scratch your head a little bit. I guess you're just trying to jumpstart something. You know, maybe it's, you know, DeMonte Casey a couple of years. Remember last year, DeMonte Casey had all those interceptions. Wait, tied for the NFL leader, led the NFL with seven. Does he have one? He doesn't have one this year, does he? I don't think so. So, you know, the Falcons haven't been able to get turnovers and flip the field and shut teams down on defense and all those things. Yeah, I mean, could they lose their last eight? Of course they could. But I just, you know, Hugh, I'm kind of at a loss as a fan, a little bit, I have to admit. I mean, I'm not really sure, you know, I guess I root for them to win, you know, these games against New Orleans and Carolina, and I understand at the same time why fans are saying, you know, don't.
I'm practical in this thinking. Listen, I'm always going to be optimistic. I'm always going to look at it and hope for the best. But I'm also be realistic as well. And as of right now, I hear like Coach Quinn talking about the bye week and how you've made these changes and you're going in with a positive attitude, trying to get the second half of the season going. But the only thing that I have to base my opinion off of is the first half of the season and what I've seen there. And you know, realistically, you haven't shown me anything as of today to make me think otherwise. I mean, all positive talk, yeah, no question about it. It's been positive. But I haven't seen anything as far as your actions that show me that there's going to be any different outcome. And that's kind of where I am with it. I'm hoping for a win. I am. But I'm ready for the loss. I'm ready for the loss. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with it. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to watch the game. And I'm going to root for the Falcons to win and everything that happened for them to do that. But I'm also prepared for the outcome if it's not the case. And if it is the case, then now my thinking shifts. Okay, they got a couple turnovers. Okay, maybe, you know, this was a good thing. Okay, they got some sacks. Oh, heck. Matt Ryan threw for 300 yards, and they got and Devontae Freeman ran for like 98 yards. All heck, like that's to me is turning it around. Hell, even if Matt throw for a couple of picks, but you still win, that to me is a positive. You got the W. You got the W. If you win ugly, you got the W. You throw for one touchdown and 129 yards and you run for 55 yards, but you still figure out a way to win the game because the defense did a thing. That, to me, gives me hope, you know. But as of right now, you know, you're talking about turnovers and doing that and getting it done like that. Realistically, John Fricky, you couldn't do that against lesser quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, Jacoby Brissett, Marcus Mariota, who else? Kyler Murray. I would say, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, was probably the best quarterback that you faced. Him and probably, Carson Wentz. But no, now you're going against Drew Brees, Drew Breesy. And he's coming off and he's trying to, you know, he's fighting his job security. He has somebody that's pushing him to come back early. And he going out there and he's trying to let people know that he's not done. No, I don't feel confident in that. Not with the sampling size that you've given me in the first half of the season. No, I'm not comfortable with that.
You know, you're kind of a unique guy in terms of an NFL player, you, because you have seen 1-15 and you have seen Super Bowl. I mean, you've experienced both. A lot of guys, they may have these incredible runs in their life and they experience Super Bowl or they are just on bad teams and they've lived through 1-15. But I'm not sure how many have experienced both. And so you've experienced both. When you're having the kind of 1-15 season, I'm not saying this is going to be a 1-15 year.
Keep the same energy.
Yeah. Does it help in the second half that you're able to – I mean, I imagine that once you get into the game, you're not thinking about your record or anything. You're just playing the game. But does it help that they're going to be playing 6 division games, rival games?
Nothing helps, John. You're just looking for a win. You don't even look that far ahead. You're looking at the team that you're playing against. And on another thing, when you're in a spot like this, the hardest thing to do is keep your composure. That's the toughest because you're being talked about. You're being scrutinized. But the thing of it is, you still have to be that guy whenever the weather's nice outside or whenever it's raining and storming. You still got to be that same guy because it's called integrity. You got to keep your integrity because anybody, you know what, when things are going good, It's cool. It's easy to sit up there and be a stand-up guy and, you know, say all the right things and not have to deal with certain aspects of, you know, losing. When you're losing, that's when you find out somebody's character and how they stand up, you know, and how they get it done. You got to keep that same energy, man. It ain't personal. This is business.
Well, the place to be for Hate Week Sunday is going to be at Grindhouse Killer Burgers in Decatur. The Grindhouse in Decatur starting Saturday, Sunday at 11. Bud Light countdown to kickoff live with Harry Douglas and Paul Crane. And then the watch party starts right after that. Giveaways, Falcons alumni, players on site. Grindhouse Killer Burgers in Decatur starting at 11 a.m. Sunday for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff with Harry and Paul. And then the official watch party right there. So you don't have to go anywhere. You can listen and watch the pregame show and then stay for the official watch party of the Falcons and Saints. When we get back in a moment, big NFL question this morning. The next time you see Cam Newton play in an NFL game, what uniform will he be wearing? That's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.